This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
7:48, Wednesday, the 16th of March, and of course you're listening to The Morning Run. Now, 1MDB is a Malaysian original story or tragedy that just keeps on giving because an FBI agent by the name of Eric Van Dorn testified in the US courts yesterday, alleging that fugitive financier Low Teck Joe, or Joe Low as he's commonly known, had allegedly stolen $1.42 billion from bond transactions that Goldman Sachs had arranged for 1MDB. He added that former Prime Minister Dato Sri Najib Razak received $756 million off the $6.5 billion raised in the bond offering. He also said that the former Prime Minister's stepson, Reza Sharif, pocketed an allegedly $238 million from the deal.
And Van Dorn was also taking the stand at the trial of former Goldman Sachs banker Roger Ng in the federal court in Brooklyn, New York. Ng is the only Goldman Sachs banker to go on trial over the epic looting of 1MDB and charged with conspiring with Low and also his former boss, Tim Leisner, in the massive fraud. So Leisner, who pleaded guilty and is cooperating with the government, spent more than a week on the stand as the star prosecution witness against Ng, while Joe Low remains fugitive. How do these relevant revelations impact the ongoing of 1MDB trial Najib is facing here? And what kind of impacts will it have? And should Roger be found guilty in the US?
So for more on this, we have on the line with us P. Gunasegaram, who's an independent writer and consultant. He's also the author of the book 1MDB, The Scandal That Brought Down a Government. Good morning, Gunnar. Always good to speak to you. Now, how does the revelations in the US trial regarding Dato Sri Najib receiving allegedly $756 million from the stolen 1MDB funds actually impact his trial over here in Malaysia? It is rather damning statement, especially coming from the FBI of all people.
All right. This actually comes from the origin of this was the Department of Justice report, which was released way back in July 2016. And I think that was the definitive document on the 1MDB crime. So the report itself originated from an FBI investigation. The figures don't tally exactly with the figures at that point of time, but sum of money came into Najib's account. I think at that time it was reported US$681 million came into Najib's account. It was widely reported at that time. So now I think the figure has been adjusted upwards to US, something like US$756 million. No, so that part of it is not new. You know, the part about Joe Low being having stolen about $1.42 billion, from the figures that I looked at that point of time, it looked like it was more than that. So perhaps these figures have been adjusted downwards to reflect certain settlements that Joe Low may have made with the U.S. government.
So there was a lot of revelation that took place. And does this revelation given in the current Roger Ng trial surprise to you, or does it validate the book you wrote regarding the 1MDB scandal?
No, actually, the figure that was widely reported from the US DOJ report itself was US$4.507 billion, which went missing from the bond issues. So now they appear to have like given a breakdown of these figures. You know? So what I did in my book was to break down the figures by the information which was given in the report. So some of the figures tally, but not all of them tally as far as this is concerned. So like I mentioned, Najib, at that time, I think it indicates around US$700 million. So that is really the figure as far as it's concerned. Joe Low is he's supposed to have stolen $1.42 billion, but from what I looked at the figures at that time, that seemed to be a lot more. But maybe that the figure is down because of settlements. people like Reza Aziz, U.S., who is Najib's stepson, U.S. dollars, $238 billion. That is the same as what was given before. And also for people like the IPIC people, like Qabishi and Hussein, the figures were still around the same. U.S. $473 million for Qabishi and about $76 million U.S. for Hussein. So that's the situation as it is.
So let me just understand, because the day before, you know, our finance minister was saying that there's like a $17 billion gap, right, that the government has to fund. Have we managed to reconcile all the numbers? Does it make sense?
Now, those figures are different, I think, you know, because they are based on the amount of loan obligations or bond obligations, rather, and the amounts which have been recovered through various processes. So he is saying that the amount, the shortfall is still about 17 billion. You know, so those are different. Here is a different set of figures that you're talking about.
But Gunnar, aside from the figures, were there any revelations in terms of details of the personalities involved that were a surprise to you with regards to the 1MDB case that's going on in the US?
I think as far as Najib is concerned, the figures are not that different. Previously, it's around US 700 million. But I think in terms of the impact of the trial, it is possible to get, say, the FBI to come over to testify in the relevant cases, you know, as far as the missing money is concerned. So the from what we understand previously, how the US DOJ obtains all of this, and this is partly mentioned in the Edge report as well, you know, the investigator went through something like 56,000 flows of money. So because banks are required, all major banks report US dollar transactions back to the US authorities, they can trace these movements. So this movement, therefore, is indicative of the crime that took place because there can be great certainty over the movement of funds as far as this is concerned. So it is possible then for, say, FBI agents to come here and testify, for instance, how did they ascertain that this amount of money went into Najib's accounts, and that can be part of the testimony. Yeah, certainly it can impact the trial in that way.
So when you look at how the trial is shaping up over here in Malaysia, Najib's lawyer, Tan Sri Shafi, is framing the case as Jolo being the mastermind and Najib the victim, and instead it is the management and board of 1MDB that should be facing charges. Is this something that will stick, you think?
Not likely. You know, the memorandum and articles of association of 1MDB requires all transactions, all major transactions that 1MDB undertakes to be approved by Najib before they are undertaken. So I would presume that they will have papers and things like that to show that the transactions were approved by Najib. And then on top of that, you have the fund flows. You know? So if Najib is innocent, how come these funds flowed into his accounts? You know? So that's a question that needs to be answered. You know, and right now there is no evidence that any of these funds came from donations, is it? Mm. It came from accounts that Jolo controlled. That is the essence of the US DOJ report as far as Najib is concerned.
But if you look at recent events, it does seem that Dato Sri Najib still enjoys considerable support and influence, especially off the back of the UMNO's recent victory in Johor. Now, the issue is in the eyes of ordinary voting Malaysians. Do you think this whole episode has been largely forgotten, or maybe they've even forgiven him? Or is it just because 1MDB is too complex and it's been dragging on for so long?
I think as complex as it is, at the heart of it, it is a simple thing. Money was borrowed, and then that borrowed money was stolen. You know, so that's easy to understand. In terms of Najib enjoying popularity, that's it's more difficult to analyze that now because of that there has been a lot of public disillusionment with the opposition, you know, and so there is this feeling that if you want the country to be stable, then you need a stable government, and maybe because of that, there is a return to UMNO. So it's pretty difficult to say that the public has forgiven him as such now. You know, so kind of difficult to say whether that is the situation, because a lot of this the publicity for Najib could well be hype, which is built up through very good social media manipulation.
Okay, thank you so much. That was P. Gunasekaran, an independent writer and author of the book 1MDB, The Scandal That Brought Down the Government, reminding us at the end of the day, it's all about stolen money. We shouldn't forget it no matter what is being revealed at the trials in the United States. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.